Hello, darlings, and welcome to a special edition of Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we three, Jessica,
Jenna,
and Stephanie,
spill the tea on Thursdays.
Grab some coffee or a pot of tea and listen in for all the tips and tricks and random facts you never knew you needed.
Until now.
Hello there, and welcome back to Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we spill the tea
on Thursdays.
Oh, guys, I think Jessica has a treat for us today.
She sure does. Can I just say this too, by the way? As of recording this right now, we have not seen each other for like 3 weeks. We haven't spent time together, but we're back.
We are
back. We're back together.
Back and streets, back. All right.
Guess who's back? Back again.
Oh.
I don't really know if that's an actual song, but it felt right.
No, though. I think there is a cool part in that song that's a little rappy rap.
Okay. Yeah.
But I did. Rappy I missed rap. Y'all.
I know.
My mom was like, y'all have pastor's wife tomorrow? I was like, yeah. I was like, but we haven't seen each other in 3 weeks.
I know.
It's probably the longest ever.
It's crazy, man.
I felt like a piece of me was missing.
And we didn't even get to talk about the last 3 weeks.
But guess
what?
We've
been working all day, but it's okay.
As of the time of this recording, yeah. I will see you again in 2 days because it's my birthday.
Birthday? We're going to celebrate.
I'm so excited. I'm not going to lie. I get to spend the whole day with these girls.
Oh, yes.
And more
what
people.
What better way to spend your birthday than with me and Stephanie?
There's
Did
no
hear
other
that,
way.
Ian?
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, Jessica,
yes,
I believe you have something to tell us.
Yes, I do. Guys, one of my not so finer moments in my life. So on Sunday, my husband woke up and having a good morning, getting ready for church. And of course, he leaves a little bit sooner than I do. And he called on his way to church and he was like sneezing to death. So I knew like something was happening. He's like, hey, babe, I must have put a shirt on that had some dust on it or something, but my allergies are going crazy. Please bring me some allergy medicine to church. And I was like, okay. So, of course, I almost forgot it. But as I ran back in the house, I grabbed the allergy relief. That's what it was called. Blue little top, white mm-hmm. little bottle. Mm-hmm. And thought nothing of it and took it to the church. And Olivia took it to Jonathan probably about 20 minutes before we went. He went on to preach the first service.
Mm-hmm.
So she handed him the bottle, and there was about 20 minutes before service started. And, of course, I thought nothing of it. I was talking with people and hanging out. So I went to check on him at the back of the sanctuary, and he looked at me. He's like, hey, babe, you brought Benadryl. And I was like, no, I just brought allergy relief. He's like, yeah, it's practically Benadryl, and you know what happens to me when I take Benadryl. I was like, oh, my heavens. I was like, how many did you take? He's like, I only took one, thank goodness, because usually he takes two. And so, guys, let me just tell you what happens when my husband, you know, takes that Benadryl pill. He turns into a drunkard. And he literally, you would think that he was drunk off of all the things, especially when he takes two, which is what he usually takes. The last time he did that, we were at a friend's house because they had cats. And my husband was going cross-eyed. He was slurring. And he finally had to go to bed to, like, get, you know, just go to sleep. He ran into every wall going back to his bedroom. Like, he can't even function. And he is fixing to have to preach two services.
Yeah.
And
so tell us how that went.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us how that went.
So thank goodness, guys. Let me just tell you, it's not as bad as it sounds right now. He only took one pill. That was Jesus. Because we would have, like, I told the assistant pastor, I was like, Andrew, you might have to preach for him. Do you have something? He's like, I always have something in my back pocket. I was like, okay, Andrew, good job. And so he gets up there. And service starts. He goes to do announcements because Andrew, the assistant pastor, is doing drums that morning. And he goes up there. And we have a lot of announcements to say because it's December, guys. You know, there's a lot
going on.
Mm-hmm. And he starts to talk. And he's like, guys, I'm having a little hard time. Jessica gave me some Benadryl for allergy relief. And my eyes are going cross-eyed and all the things. And they're all laughing. And he gets through like two of the announcements, and then he starts talking about the tree in the foyer when he's supposed to be talking about a reindeer academy that's happening on December 17th. And he just like, I really don't remember what I'm supposed to say. He's like, just scan the QR code. And he just kind of starts talking a little funny and like giggling. And I was like, oh my gosh, he's facing to have to preach a service. And I'm just like thinking, and he's just like laughing, and he's kind of even leaning on the podium. And I'm like, oh my heavens, I just drugged my husband before. service. I was like, but I was thinking, this is going to make it to a podcast. I'm going to have to tell the world that I did this to him. Hey, friend, we will get right back to our episode, but we want to take a moment and thank our patrons. You guys keep our podcast going.
If you are not a patron and you would like to consider donating to our podcast ministry, we would be so grateful, and we might even do a happy dance.
When you become a patron, you get perks like being the first to hear about special info and retreats. You get bonus episodes, monthly devotionals, lock screens, and more.
Plus, we have added a new $1 tier for those who believe in us and what we're doing, just because you love us.
So head on over to our show notes and click on the Patreon link to learn more. Now let's get back to our episode.
But I will say that after he got through that, I was like, okay, well, this is a very important announcement. So he just kind of giggled. He's like, just scan the QR code and or go to the website and you'll find it. And I was just like, oh my heaven. So I just stood up in the middle of the church service and turned around and I said, hi guys. Let me tell you what's happening.
My name is Jessica. I drugged my husband this morning.
And everybody's like dying laughing. And I try to get through the actual real announcement that he was supposed to say. But guys, I don't think I've ever prayed so hard for my husband during that service, but he really did well. He said that his eyes were going. He's like, I really had to read off of my notes, where usually he's not as much, but he had to read off most of his notes that time because in his eyes were, he's like, Jessica, I was seeing like words double. And at the end of service, he's like, I got through it. He said, but some of y'all are two people. You're one person, but I see two of you. And I mean, he was just like,
oh boy, bless his soul.
Bless his little soul, was struggling very, very much. But yeah, I drugged him. But guys, can we just get an amen that he didn't take two?
Amen.
Can we also say, moral of the story, don't drug your husband before he preaches.
Yeah, don't do that.
I mean, yeah, that's such a good idea. I'll think of that next time.
Yeah.
But also,
it would have been.
You could if you really wanted some entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think, how can we do that again when we're all together just hanging out, just to experience it?
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell him it's Allegra and hand him some
Benadryl. There we go. There you go.
Don't listen to this one, Jonathan. It's coming for you. Well, we love you guys. And you're listening to this in December. So Merry Christmas, guys.
Yes. Merry Christmas.
Oh, oh, oh.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
That is the most real sounding Santa Claus I've ever heard in my life.
Wow.
Man. I know.
She missed her calling.
You're welcome.
Cue the sleigh bells, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. We love you guys. Have a Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Toodaloo. Okay, friends, if you have enjoyed this episode as much as we have, please help us spread the word on Facebook and Instagram.
If you didn't know yet, Instagram is where all the fun is at. From dance reels on Wednesdays to spiritual encouragement and laugh out loud posts in between, there is something for everyone.
And last but certainly not least, if you could take a moment right now to stop what you're doing and give us a rating and review, even subscribe to our podcast, this seriously helps other people find us who wouldn't be able to otherwise. Thank you so much for your love and support. We hope you'll tune in next week.